Listen, and it shall be given to him. So if you haven't been asking God for wisdom in every situation, and you're just going about doing your daily routine, and you're running out of steam, you're running out of energy, you don't know what to do and you don't know how to do, go to the book. Say, God will talk to me when I read his word. Amen. And if I'm diligent about it, I will know, as Bishop said, I'll know what God knows about that situation. Tell your neighbor, say, you can know what God knows about your situation if you're diligent to seek him through his word. Amen. Amen. So he says in verse 6, but let him ask in. Let him ask in. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is seeing what you don't see. You got it? Faith is seeing what you don't see. I see that new car I'm going to get for Christmas. I don't see it. I'm going to keep on seeing it till it shows up. Maybe your birthday, maybe your anniversary, maybe just a day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because without faith, I can't please God. So I've got to go through the scripture. Say, go through the scripture. We're on this path of being diligent, being persistent, being consistent. Let me ask you this. I was thinking on this as I was meditating. How many words over this 34 years that we have been here, how many prophecies, how many words have come to us individually and to this church? And we jumped and we shouted and we ran and we got happy. We put the little maroon thing in our wallet. You remember when Jane Payne was here? And then we got oil poured all over us when what's his name was here. And we did, oh, we got happy. And then we forgot. You know the stories of the monkeys, don't you? The little monkey said, we're going to build us a house because it was raining at night. Fred, you ought to remember that story. I used to read it to you when we were little. He was probably clowning. It rained that night. We're going to build us a house tomorrow. Sun came out. They played all day. Rain that night. We're going to build us a house tomorrow. Next day, the sun came out, and it kept doing that. And the monkeys never did build a house. And so many prophecies, so many words have gone forth. God may sit on his kingdom and say, they got to do something with what I've given them before I can give them some more. They haven't been, say, diligent. He tells me that sometimes. The Corey, use up what I've given you, amen? Use what I've given you. Don't ask me to pile something else on, and you haven't used the knowledge that I have given you. Say it again. Idle hands bring poverty. Diligent hands bring wealth. Say, I have. Now you say what kind of hands you have. Amen. And then this hands can be symbolic of a lifestyle. Amen. Not just your hands, but that too. But symbolic of a lifestyle. That I'm diligent to be doing whatever God says to do. What am I going to do? Trust in the Lord with what? All my heart. I'm not going to what? Lean to my own what? Understanding. In what? Some of? No. All my ways. I'm going to acknowledge him, and he's going to level my path. Well, how am I going to know what I need to do? I go to the word, and then I ask him for what? Wisdom. I what? Ask him for wisdom, and he'll give me a little pinch. No, he gives it to me how? Liberally. And I have to ask him in what? Faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. I can't just ask him out in the air. I've got to base it on what he said. Amen? 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 See, I can't expect a car for Christmas. I'm expecting one, but I can't expect one for Christmas because I hadn't put my faith out there for it. I hadn't said, now, babe, a new car would be so nice. He's a God is faithful. Amen. Listen. Listen to the word. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. I'm going to ask you this. Do you trust God? How much do you trust God? I mean, how much do you really, really trust God? You remember he said last week, you might have missed one train, but the next one is coming. Bishop said right around the bend, Jesus is coming back. The Lord said your train is right around the corner. Whatever it is that you missed before, amen. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you're not getting the things you ask for, check with God. Check with God. Check with God. Now, I probably won't get to it, but over in 2 Peter chapter 3, it talks about the return of Jesus and heaven and earth being destroyed and all of these coming. He said, but it's coming now. He said, because it's not here now, doesn't mean it's not coming. It's just not time yet. Because of God's patience, he wants as many people saved as he can get saved. So whatever your situation is, it might not be time for us, but don't give up hope. But just check it out. Just check it out. My husband does a shake. He's been doing this shake for three, four, five years? I don't know, a long time. And I look at him all the time. He's going to put his carrots in, his kales in, his grapes in, his whatever in. And if he doesn't have one of them, he doesn't do a shake. And I'm thinking, make it without that. Put something else in its place. But he's diligent and he's persistent in it turning out like that. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if we want to receive something from God, we have to believe that we what? Receive. We have to do what? Diligence. 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 Staying with it. What is your goal? We don't have much time left in the year. Maybe you need to set a goal just to do something. I was just thinking, you know, I told in class the other Sunday, I said, you know, I don't see how a person used to run and jump and do all I could do, and I had to run back to the house to get something and come back here, and out of breath. Why? I wasn't what? Diligent. But I was just thinking on that, and Holy Spirit said, Corey, it's never too late to start. Amen. Amen. So I've got to get diligent about that. And so what we want to do is to take this word of God and let this word of God be real. Say, God is talking to me.